Wendy Chamberlain from Chamberlain Property Advocates. And I tell you what a busy bee this woman is. She probably is a little bee, but very busy, always got her fingers in every pie. And so we're going to be speaking to her right now. Good afternoon, Wendy, from Wendy Chamberlain Properties or Chamberlain Property Advocates. How are you?
Hi, Wilma. I love bees, so that's very apt to call me a busy bee.
But you don't sting. That's the main thing.
No. Did you know only the females sting? It's not the boys, just the girls?
Yes. Well, that'd be about right, wouldn't it?
There you go, yes.
There you go.
So, yes, boom, boom. Interesting times at the moment with real estate, definitely.
Yes, well, we'll get right into the cracks of it. But first, let's get into this new podcast, The Property Mama, Adventures in Real Estate. As I said, I've seen it a couple of times and, well, a few times, I should say, and I thoroughly enjoy it. And you really get into it, don't you?
Oh, I love my Property Mama Adventures in Real Estate. And, yes, we launched our podcast on Tuesday. So now it doesn't matter what you're doing, in the car, out for a walk, you can get Property Mama in your ears. We have just released our episode 19 has gone live today. So every Friday we'll be dropping a new episode. So very exciting.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic, Wendy, and congratulations on that, because you tell it as it is, and I think that's what people want to hear today. I think we're in a society here that you can't fluff things up anymore, and people are too clever, and they seem to see between the goalposts there, and it's great that someone's out there that's saying for what it is and what the adventures are in real estate as well. And I've had a few chuckles just listening to you, the shenanigans that goes on, and I just think, oh, my God, really. But anyway, it is.
There really is, and it's funny you say between the goalposts, because real estate agents love to move them.
Yes, that's right. That's right, exactly. Now, you also, to get started in property, it's an online mentoring program, which I think is fantastic, because in a way it you're helping people to understand what property, it's not just the word, but what it entails and what you need to do and what are the things to look out for. So tell us a little bit about getting started in property.
Yes, so I also have an online program that people can listen into, and we have two modules per month that are downloadable, and it's for anybody that would love to buy a property who is in the process of doing that but is not confident and not sure of what steps there are, the order of the steps, because there's lots of moving parts, and it's one thing to know what the parts are, but you've got to know the order that you put them in. And so I put together this program for anybody that is looking to get a little bit of education for themselves around buying a property, and you basically follow the bouncing ball, you move through it at your own pace, and we even have scripts in there. If you're not confident, for example, jumping on the phone and talking to a real estate agent, we've got a script of exactly the questions to ask, and you can just follow along with that. So that's really something that I've put together for anybody anywhere that's looking to buy a property.
Yes, and I think it's so important. It's all about asking the right questions and to make sure that your outcome is 100% and to educate. I think it's important that younger, especially young people today, to educate themselves before going into a very expensive future with having to do the repayments of their home, but what to look for when buying a property, and making sure that the questions that they ask, because I know that you're very keen on this, but it's so important to get the property inspected before doing anything, and to make sure that it's in sound mind, because everything can look good on the surface, as we know, but we need to know a little bit more about foundations, termites, even the when you've got open fire plans, especially on an old property. There's so many things that need to be inspected. And would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting you say that, because, for example, people get told, or, you know, brew some coffee while you've got your open for inspections, and have some music playing to get the ambiance going. But that can hide road noise. The coffee can hide the smell of mold. There's all these little tricks that people do, real estate agents share with them to do when they're selling a property. So we need to make sure that we're going in with our ears and eyes open and having as much information backing us up when we're moving into the process of buying a property, because it is so expensive if you get it wrong.
And as you said, a lot of people just get carried away with all the glamour and the niceties, the music, the coffee, you know, whatever the case may be. And it's such an emotional time when buying or purchasing. Your mind's going, oh, it's lovely, it's beautiful. But you can't lose sight of, it's an expensive purchase and you have to make sure that it's in sound order. So important. And also paperwork as well. So that's another good thing about getting started in property, that it is an online mentoring program. So please, if anyone is out there, educate yourself. And today, if you are listening, a free ebook on the website is available. All you need to do is go to chamberlainadvocates.com.au/northwestfm, and also too, if you have an inquiry or you want to know a little bit more information on other aspects, you can go to inquire@chamberlainadvocates.com.au. Now, auction clearance, tell us a little bit about that, because we are heading towards the midway through 2024, and how are things shaping up for the spring selling season, if there is going to be a booming spring season for selling?
Well, we are sort of in the middle of winter now, and stock levels as a each year tend to be lighter on through the winter period. So the auction clearance rate on the weekend, off 852 auctions, we had a 79% clearance rate, and then the week before, which was a long weekend, was 74%. So we are, those kind of percentages tend to lend towards a seller's market, which makes sense given that there is a shortage of stock for home buyers based on what is available out there. And so as we move through into the spring selling season, traditionally we do see more homes come on the market, and I'm interested to see if there are going to be more homes that have been investment properties coming onto the market based on what we're seeing in relation to the cost or property investors of holding those properties, and how that is then going to impact the rental crisis that we are seeing at the moment.
Yes, it certainly is a crisis at the moment too. And I was speaking to the Chief Executive Officer from the Mary Outreach Support Services, and we were talking about homelessness and people trying to find accommodation. And, and if you are living on a support pension, there's no way for $400 you're going to rent a property. And we are in a crisis. We need more rental properties, but the rental is very, very high. So that's why we do have this crisis at the moment. But in saying that, it seems to continue, and as we're talking about it, a very hot topic. And the Victorian government recently announced even more costs for landlords with the minimum rental standard. And as I said, I think the minimum would be $400 if you're lucky. And so is that all about, what's all that about?
So the Allan government has announced proposed new minimum standards for rental properties, and they're saying it so that there is more comfort and cost savings on their energy bills for renters. So they're going to vote on this in the coming months, and we have until July for consultations to close, and then they'll be determined in October. So they will be, if they get passed, then each landlord or rental provider is required to implement these new standards, which are that relate to home heating, home cooling, ceiling insulation, draft proofing, putting in water efficient shower heads and blinds, and things that they're saying are for energy efficiency. And they said that renters could save $567 a year on their energy bills. But my question becomes, why are the landlords expected to pay for renters to save on their energy bills, and who's paying for landlords who are living in a property that they own, who's paying to help them save on their energy bill? Why is it the renters are have an expectation that the landlord's going to pay for this stuff?
Kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't. And the minister, the energy minister, said it wouldn't cost more than $5,500 to make all these changes. Well, I've had a look at their breakdown of how they have costed this. They're saying a new hot water system for $361. Well, I'd like to see where you can buy a new hot water system that is energy efficient and get it installed by a qualified tradesperson for $361.
Well, can I just say something here? I got a phone call yesterday and these people have been ringing me up, oh, I think every morning and every evening. And it's also it's all to do with this energy saving program that they have. And I've got gas heating at home, and I've got the instantaneous gas as well for my shower. And they said, oh, you'll qualify, it's not a problem. And I said, well, what's it going to look like? Well, it's going to be a big tank. You know, you can have a small size and a bit larger size. I can't remember the literage or whatever. I said, so how much would it cost me to get all that installed and, you know, the government rebates and all of that? She said, oh, about $2,500. So that answers your question, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And I don't know I can understand why the government is looking to do this type of stuff. However, ultimately, the cost is borne by the rental provider, who's the person that is renting the home. And this is the latest cost that has been imposed on rental providers, on top of land tax, on top of a whole bunch of other raft of things. Like every other year we've got to do gas and electricity check. There's all these cumulative costs. This is just the latest thing. Mm. And I can tell you, this is why landlords basically are going to have two choices. They either will sell the properties because it is just too hard, not affordable, not a good investment. They can't hold the property because they can't afford to. Mm. Or the cost gets passed through to the renter and the rents have to go up, because if that doesn't happen, the properties get sold. And what is going to happen, and this is why this whole thing exacerbates the rental crisis, is number one, if properties are sold, you're taking a home out of the rental pool, because there will be a percentage that are bought by home buyers, which means one less rental in the pool. And where an investment property is held by the landlord, they have to pass the costs on, because otherwise they may not be able to continue to hold the property.
Correct. And that's making a lot of sense to me, and I hope my listeners understand that they'd probably agree as well. Well, this is one that's a little bit close to home. The Victorian government now is proposing a new minimum rental standards, and the Marybeck Council is proposing to double the rate for investment properties. I don't know how that's going to be digested.
You know, I'm laughing because this is another one. This is one council coming out, and you know the motion got passed. I think it was last Wednesday.
Yes.
The motion actually got passed. And now they're saying that they'll talk about it. But they don't even know if it's legal, first of all. And they've said, we will now seek feedback from legal counsel as to whether or not this is legal. So it's probably not, and I don't actually think it is legal. But they're going to go and pay a lawyer with taxpayer money to find out that their harebrained idea is not viable, not going to go anywhere.
Mm.
But let me give you an example of doubling rates for a property.
Double dipping, they think they call it.
Double rates for an investment. One of the properties that we have, we pay $4,000 a year in rates. That will double to $8,000 as an investment.
No, you can't.
That's on top of the land tax and the minimum rental standards and the every other year the electrical checks and the gas checks, plus, plus, plus. And you wonder why people are saying, I've had enough. The gross return on investment in Melbourne is 3.5%, 3.8%.
Shocking.
You can get 5%+ in the bank without all of the hassle. So
why do it?
Going, that's it. I'm out of here.
And that's also going to put a damper on a lot of real estate agents too, because I'm just sort of saying, venting now, but a lot of agents, travel agents, a lot of real estate agents will end up closing down, because it won't be viable if it continues in this manner.
Well, A lot of, so any real estate agency generally, they have the sales arm and they have the rental arm. Mm. So if you're looking at just Marybeck and they're deciding that they're going to double their rates for any investors, then if the investors leave, well, then that's all the rent roll or reduction in the properties for rent and income.
Yeah.
And let's have a look at, it's not just about real estate agents. Let's have a look at the ongoing effect of this.
Of course.
In any investment property, you've got, obviously, you've got your property manager. You've got any of the trades that picks up bits and bobs when something breaks on a property. All of those people are going to have less work to do.
That's right.
There's depreciation reports. When you have an investment property, you get a depreciation report so you can understand the depreciation on the property for your tax and things like that. Those folks will get less of an income for that. Even the Victorian government will earn less from land tax.
That's right. So it is a vicious circle. So I think they need to be very careful here about proposing this double rates for investment properties. And as you laid out, you have a property at the moment you're paying for, which I'm sure last year wasn't even in the equation. And now if they tend to do this doubling of rates, $8,000, why would you want to have a rental property?
Well, you won't. And that's what I'm saying. With when I talk about real estate, I say it's a finely balanced ecosystem. So if people start selling their investment properties, you've got gardeners that are doing maintenance on investment properties. They're going to have less work. So it has this full knock-on effect all right through all the people that are earning an income from someone having an investment property. And I don't think the council or anyone in the government are actually thinking the whole process through and what it's going to have it as an impact on other people.
Yes.
Not necessarily the homeowners, but the people that make their living.
Mm.
Yeah, they earn their money. Like plumbers, all kinds of trades, everybody that might go out to a house to fix it or sort it out or whatever, they're all impacted.
Absolutely. Now, very quickly, before we head off, you know, you've been in business for well over 30 years. You certainly know your craft. Is it okay if I mention about the seven business secrets?
Yes, I am doing a little presentation.
Yes, and I wanted to get my little secret in, that if you want to see Wendy in action, I might even come to this event too. It's on Wednesday. On the 31st of July, please put it in your diary, from 10 till 11:30. And it will be held at the, and talking about Marybeck, it will be held at the Marybeck Council, Marybeck Civic Centre, 90 Bell Street in Coburg. It is a free event. It runs for about an hour and a half. And it's seven secrets I wished I'd known day one. And being successful as this lovely lady is that I have online, she's going to share that with you and learn of the craft and have an idea of what it's like when you don't know a lot about what you're doing and what you get yourself involved in. But Wendy will be able to explain that. And keeping in mind too that Wendy is a sought-after speaker, international best-selling author, fully licensed real estate agent, and as we all know, extremely passionate about what she does. And I think you're going to learn quite a bit in that an hour and a half of this amazing, I'd say, young woman. And yes, well, you are. And also, Wendy has appeared on Foxtel, the Wealth Creator magazine, Domain, realestate.com, AU, and also on the ABC radio, which I've heard as well. And you've done a lot of also on television as well. And you've also co-authored five books as well, and The Path to Success and other wonderful creations that you have done. And you're truly an inspiring woman. And I think this will be an opportunity for you to get down and see this woman in action. And I think you'll actually learn quite a lot. So that's going to be held at the Marybeck City Council and at the Civic Centre. And please put this in your diary. It's Wednesday, the 31st of July, 2024 at 10 o'clock. You might want to catch up with the girls or go with your husband or whatever and just sit down and listen to the seven business secrets I wished I'd known. day one, and so important.
So, Wendy, just once again, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and I know that we'll be speaking again.
Woman of passion, and you certainly know your stuff, and let's hope things eventually within the next 6 months will be a little bit different to what we're sort of running into at the moment.
It's always fun. There's always something going on, isn't there?
Yes, you're not wrong. And don't forget the free ebook. All you need to do is go to chamberlainadvocates.com.au/northwestfm. Well, have a beautiful afternoon. You take care. Always a wealth of knowledge, and it's good that we keep up with all the aspects of real estate and property. So important, especially when we're going through these turbulent times. Have a great afternoon, young lady. Stay warm, and I hope you're wearing a puffer jacket, do you?
No, I layer. I've got a beautiful, I've got layers that I put on. So, yes, it's cold out there.
Oh, it's nippy. On Wednesday was 1 degree. I couldn't believe it. But have a great afternoon. And once again, always thank you for your precious time. Take care now.
Thanks, Thelma.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now.